This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Rumalda Corpus Torres. Date of birth is February 7, 1963. Case ID number is 347-3010. Date of examination, August 30, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Winifred Baldul, MD, dated 6/18/2021. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old common law married female with two daughters who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, arthritis, and osteoporosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2017, where she worked as a seamstress for Hager's Clothing Company for 11 years. She also worked as a custodian at the outlet in Mercedes for another 12 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her common-law husband in a house, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Her husband does receive a small check from Social Security. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, arthritis/osteoporosis. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2012, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 20 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. However, she does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands. The claimant checks her blood glucose every 2 to 3 days and states that it usually comes out to be 150 mg/dL. The lowest that it's ever been is 130 mg/dL, and the highest that it's ever been is 400 mg/dL. The claimant states that her last hemoglobin A1C was 9, but that it had been 7 3 months ago. At the present time, the claimant is on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, as well as glipizide, 10 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 2 and 3, arthritis and osteoporosis. The claimant states that in 2015, she fell on her knees and in an outstretched manner of her arms damaged her arms, her shoulders at the same time. The claimant went on to have a rotator cuff tear repair on the right side in 2017 and also had a rotator cuff tear repair on the left side with an open left acromioplasty performed. The claimant states she's responded well to the surgeries. However, she still has difficulty with some of the ranges of motion. She also had surgery in 2019 for her right knee, which was a right knee arthroscopic surgery to repair damage to her right knee. She has also been told that she has osteoporosis and is being given chondroitin with MSM complex every day to help build up her bone. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders, and right contusion of her right knee. She has been given a steroid injection into her right knee, as well as injections into both shoulders, especially the left side. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She denies any fractures or other surgeries that were performed. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 30 minutes, climb three steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states that she cannot squat. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her knee. She is unable to open up a jar top. An MRI was performed in 2019 of her left shoulder, which revealed a supraspinatus tear and impingement at the inferior acromial area. An assistive device was used, such as a right knee support for her knees, that she states that she uses on both knees alternatively. She did not present with a cane, crutch, or walker. At the present time, she takes Tylenol ...650 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and Tramadol 50 milligrams POQD for pain, which does give her relief. The claimant states the physical activities she does as usually sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and watering her plants. Her physician at this time is Dr. Jackson, and her condition appears to be stable. Family history. The father died of heart disease and hypertension. Her mother died of a myocardial infarction, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. She has two sisters with diabetes mellitus, and grandparents had heart disease. Medications, acetaminophen, 650 milligrams, 2 tablets POQD, Tramadol, 50 milligrams QD, Glipizide, 10 milligrams QD, Duloxetine, 30 milligrams QD, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Lovastatin, 10 milligrams QD, Chondroitin/MSM complex QD. Medical problems, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, obesity, right rotator cuff arthroscopic repair of the right shoulder in 2017, rotator cuff repair with open acromioplasty of the left shoulder, left knee arthroscopic ligament repair of the anterior collateral ligament in 2019. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit. Weight 186 pounds. Height 5 feet 1 and a fourth inch. BP 157 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate 76 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 35. General. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was somewhat difficult. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device, but did come in with a right knee support brace. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms. Of the lumbar sacral back area and the leg. She also had tenderness of the right knee. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. The claimant did have crepitous sounds with the right knee with ranges of motion. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, except for both shoulders, where abduction and forward elevation is at 100 degrees bilaterally. The claimant also has mild decrease in range of motion of the right knee at 120 degrees. Straight leg raise examined and sitting in supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices and is wearing a right knee support, which doesn't appear to be necessary in order to ambulate with. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch pinprick and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms, especially of the shoulders and the lower legs. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer's finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. The claimant's grip strength is +4/5. Her ability to pinch and oppose fingers is mildly decreased. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for crepitus in her right knee with a history of anterior collateral ligament tear, which has been repaired surgically. Her knee appears to be stable at this time. She is unable to heel and toe walk, but is able to walk at a tandem rate, but slowly. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus and osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus dash being treated at this time appears to be poorly controlled. The claimant states that she has been under a lot of stress and her hemoglobin A1C went from 7 to 9 within the last 3 months. Allegation number two, osteoarthritis, dash confirmed with physical examination and medical records, appears to be fairly stable at this time. She does have some minor decrease in range of motion of both shoulders, but is still able to forward flex and abduct her shoulders. Number three, osteoporosis, being treated at this time, appears to be stable, no history of fractures. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Romaldo Corpus Torres.